Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Oh, and good people, when too much lawn bowls is never enough. And while we're talking about that, I'm not talking about the South Adelaide Panthers. I'm not talking about the Angaston Panthers. I'm talking about the Paynham Panthers. And I couldn't believe the paper this morning as we go to air on Sunday morning. The Paynham Panthers got flogged.
Well, not flogged, Rick. 15 shots. And yes, our rink was 10 down.
Was that 10 of the 15, Phil?
10 out of the 15. Two had a draw, which is unusual. Very unusual. Yeah. Two rinks had a draw. Bradley Peck led all day, and he ended up, that guy he was playing, Mark Evans, came back, and they had a draw. And Hursty had a draw. So we were down by 10. We played Wayne Rudiger, well-known Australian bowler, probably 300-odd caps for Australia, I think. He just bowled sensational. I honestly walked away thinking we'd had an okay day. I certainly wasn't outstanding, that's for sure. But
Phil, you don't have to be modest on air. You can tell us what you really...
I can't say shit, can I? No, it was okay. Now and then, that was about all. But Rudy was just unbelievable to watch. Unbelievable. His conversions were just... unbelievable. Anyway.
Mr. Magic.
Moving on from Paynham. Paynham 72, Grange 87.
Is that naught out of two?
Naught from two. Two top sides from last year, they reckon, the
that's
Premier
all right.
League. So things will get better.
By Christmas time, you'll be up there.
We'll be hopefully got a win. Holdfast Bay played Somerton 89 to 83. I'll just quickly run through the scores here, Rick. Woodville 68 to Westlake 74. Ascot 79, Adelaide 80, one shot, big game there. And Lockleys, they lost to Modbury 79 to 86. Here we are on the beautiful Sunday morning, Rick.
Caught the
train up.
I know.
Some different cats on there this morning. I don't think some had been home, but anyway.
Perhaps they were on their way home.
I think they were. That's what I mean. Yeah, they hadn't been home yet, but anyway. That was quite entertaining coming up here. It's a beautiful sunny. Get out the car here, and what happens, Rick?
Honestly, I forgot.
Here I am changing a bloody tyre.
I forgot. We have a new sponsor, Bob Jane Tyre Service. I didn't realise, good folks, that Phil's first job in life was as a tyre changer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
4 months.
Is that a technical term, fitter? You don't call it changer, is that
no,
right? That's
fitter,
an upmarket
tyre fitter.
Well, it came in handy this morning because Phil changed the tyre and did a magnificent job.
Yeah, somebody didn't have the right spanner for the bloody nuts, but anyway, we had to go to the neighbours and get that.
Well, as I said to them, good listeners, that's what the RAA's for.
All done and dusted. Anyway, we'll move on. So quickly, Rick, because we didn't get a show last week.
Yeah, sorry for interrupting. I wish you'd wash your hands. I
mean, they are. last week at the Bross and Light Bowls, so quickly, I'll just run through the scores because that's old news, but we'll quickly go through it. Newry played Freeling. Newry 93, Freeling 95. Freeling going along quite nicely, Rick.
Yes.
Did not tip that. Angaston beat Mount Pleasant quite comfortably, 120 to 76. Which I did tip. Lindock beat Kapunda.
Oh.
107 to 73. That's another one I didn't tip. And the one I did tip, and I know you tipped Tanunda, Yidunda 108 versus Tanunda 67. Yidunda going along quite nicely until yesterday.
Oh.
So anyway, we'll get on to that.
Right.
So yesterday, Rick.
Yes.
Tanunda played Lindock at Tanunda. One shot in it, Rick.
Oh.
One shot. Tanunda 97, Lindock 98. So Lindock got over the line. Sue Yates, biggest winning rink for the day, 35, defeated Steve Heinze. Steve Heinze, 13.
Hey, Steve,
come on.
There's no need to be a gentleman.
Come on.
What's going on
here? Hey? Wowee, Steve. Disappointing. Yeah, we all have those days. Don't worry about it, Steve. Here we go. Angaston. Almost a cricket score here, Rick.
Really?
1-4-2, Angaston.
What?
Played the second to top side, Yidunda, 64. That is a hiding. Now, that is a hiding.
Now, that is a genuine hiding. I don't think I've heard you in the all the time we've been doing this show call a score anywhere near like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, Angaston have had some big scores. They bat pretty hard there.
How's our dinner going?
I don't know. That's this week. It's got to be this week. This Friday they kick off the Super League Challenge.
Tell you what, they won't get a mention next
week. Yeah, I know. Come on, Shorty.
Yeah, no dinner, no...
Ian Ellsworthy, really good skip, Ian. 45 to Tate Rogers 15. So that's a huge win there, 30-shot win. And you're talking about my little 10-shot loss yesterday, and there's a 30-shot win. That is a hiding. We go on to the next game. Freeling versus Mount Pleasant.
Yes.
Freeling going along nicely still. 101 only just fell over the line to Mount Pleasant 97.
A win is a win.
A win is a win, and a win is a win-win-win. Dean Gear, 27 to John Webb, 18 was the biggest margin in the skips there. So we move on to the next game, Rick. Yeah. Kapunda, 3 losses in a row.
What?
Kapunda, 84, lost to Newry. At Kapunda, 92. Dewey got, he was 12, to Gropey, 22. It's a 10-shot margin there in the...
Have you checked out, is there a reason for the Kapunda decline?
Don't know. Peter Luquette was in yesterday too. He did tell me quickly this morning, their rink did get up by three or four. Two rinks up, two rinks down over there. So
they're not batting up to the reputation that we expected at this stage.
No, we're very disappointed in their form at the moment as we speak. Yep. But anyway, that is the bowls news.
But the beautiful thing about sport is it can change in a moment, as it were.
And it's going to this week for the Paynham Panthers. No, we've got a tough one again.
Oh, here we go.
Saturday, West Lakes at West Lakes. A windy West Lakes.
Good night, nurse. Hey, that's
there
three,
we go.
That's a hat trick of losses.
Could be. You've got to take it on the chin.
Phil, you don't sound very confident at
this stage. No, it's going to be a challenge this year. I said that right along, Rick. Coming up from Div, don't laugh, Div 1 to Premier League, it will be a challenging year, and we hope to hold our colour, that's all.
But all I can say is if anyone can, the Panthers can.
Oh, what a beautiful saying.
Eh?
Beautiful saying. So other than that, we're done with that. Look, just while I'm on local sport, local footy, Rick, I found out there's a couple little, they're not more than rumours, it's fact. Fact.
It's fact.
Yeah. Kyle Jenner.
Hang on. Phil Fechner facts.
Phil's facts. Hell, don't get that wrong. Kyle Jenner. Newry coach.
Yes.
Two-time grand final coach, one-time premiership coach. Gone. Finished at Newry. He's off to Central Districts under 18s.
Oh.
Next year's a development coach stroke under 18s coach. So... And on the train on the way up, Rick, I was on the phone as I do all this research.
You know,
it's just unbelievable. The great
good folks, without Phil, this would be nothing.
The great timekeeper from Kapunda.
Oh, yes, Warren.
On the phone.
Yes.
You know, he's told me a couple of stories that, along the way. But he told me they've got a guy called Taylor from Nairn Bremmer.
Who?
Taylor is his surname.
Oh, right.
Where's
he from?
Nairn Bremmer. He played in the premiership at Nairn Bremmer.
Right, yes.
Nairn.
Yes, yep.
Last year.
Yep.
60-odd league games under his belt from at South Adelaide. Off to Kapunda next year. I believe he won a best and fairest, I think it was in the hills last year.
All right. Have they opened the old gold mines at Kapunda?
I think they have.
Because there's a lot of players moving up there.
Yeah, Rofe is coaching, so he's ex-South Adelaide.
Well, that's one mine account.
And one more... they've got signed already is Isaac Rankin's brother.
What?
From, I believe it's the amateur league he's come out of. So if he's, like his brother, he can play a little bit.
Hey, I've got an idea. You could come out of postal retirement to deliver the paper bags of money.
I don't reckon there's any chance of that at all, Rick.
But how can they be attracting all these players?
Well, you...
Because they love the drive to
They
Kapunda.
Love the drive out to Kapunda. Put past Matt the Miner. Quickly, Rick, on the Williston scene, you've got Justin Hoskin, 200-game league player at Central District, just retired.
Yes.
And you have Isaiah McKenzie coming back for a full year from the Adelaide Crows SAFL side.
Reserve,
so,
yep,
reserve side. So there's a little bit of local footy news that's getting around. Tanunda are on the manhunt, I know that. I'll try and get some names in the next couple of weeks.
Well, Phil, on behalf of the listeners, might I say you've done a very good job. I'm being serious for a minute. There's some very good information there. Just going back to the Isaiah McKenzie, as I think I've said, he is a good player, particularly at this sort of level.
Absolutely.
The biggest problem is that Williston need to get a few others around him because he was so far ahead of them. He had no one to do anything with. Because
he can
do it
to Hoskin next year. Well,
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Anyway, that was the local bowls and footy news.
Right, well, we might as well stick very local. And I quite enjoy doing this on a Sunday morning because it's fresh. The Barossa and Light Cricket A grade.
Yes.
First day of the round two. I won't go through all the details other than to say that Ango made 231. Guess what?
Greg Bain.
It's almost Greg Bain or nothing for Ango. He made 98 of the 231.
You can get the last two.
And Scott Rathjen, the captain, made 56. So basically they've made 150 of the 230. But however, that's it. Grenock, 1 for 28 in reply. And Ben Roenfeldt got 4 of the 72.
Oh, yeah.
For Grenock in Ango's innings. The game between Malalar and Lindock is a bit of a one-sided affair. Malalar batted and were dismissed at the end of the day's play for 282. Lindock will not get those. Matty Birchall, 62. Brad Wilson, 39. Opening partnership of 84. Craig Todd, your man.
Yes, light pass boy.
Yeah, another 40. Top scorer last week, made 40. Troy Scott, 60. Anyway, that's a one-way street, that one, I would think. Talking about newly losing players in football, I think they need to gain a few in their cricket team. All out for 85.
85?
In 35 overs. The Rooster.
Yes.
Reece Hankey, 5 for 38. Cool. And Ryan Stork, who I don't know, to be honest, 3 for 3.
Ryan Stork.
Yeah, anyway, in reply, at Stumps, Sandy Creek, the odd 3 for 200.
Oh, thank you very much.
And guess what? Just for something
not
different.
Not Rooster.
The Rooster's on 93, not out. So I've got a feeling,
Tearing
knowing
the
Rooster, they'll bat on until he gets to
his
100 and then knock Newry over. But anyway, that looks like an outright coming along. The game that I had... South Gawler, actually, a very entertaining game against Tanunda, but an amazing day. I've been around cricket a long time, and the day that you think you know what's going on, you all of a sudden you've got to shake your head. Unbelievable. Would you believe South Gawler have won the toss, decided to bat? They are 5 for 50.
5 for 50?
Gone for all money. You'd have thought...
Did they make 100?
You'd have thought that Tanunda would be... batting before tee, 5 for 50. Out comes the unbelievable, guaranteed, reliable David Goldner to partner Riley Barker. And they took the score from 5 to 50. And when Riley was out, most unexpectedly, I might say.
What, LB to you?
No. The great Trent Gers bowled him.
Bowled him.
But anyway, they are out. And with a partnership of 127.
Wow.
So that he was dismissed. So they've gone from 5 for 50 to 6 for 177. Now, unbelievable. They're all out for 181. Four more runs. They lost a lot. So you've had a crash at the start.
Yeah,
the game was absolutely... I mean, the only reason South Gawler got that was, of course, because of Barker and Goldner.
Yep,
all out for 181, which is, well, I don't know, Tanunda, 0-5 at stumps.
Yep.
The great Trenter with his new, he was very, very, he's very proud of his beautiful 5-month-old daughter, Ivy. He 24.2 overs, 9 maidens, 4-56.
Oh, he is a good bowler.
He's a good all-round cricketer.
He is.
Now, but again, I think it's a bit like Malalar, or sorry, not Malalar, Angaston with Greg Bain. I think Trenters will need to make some runs next week to ensure.
Sammy Calhoun playing?
No.
Not playing cricket at all?
I didn't get a chance to answer. Basically. But anyway, that yep. all, yep. I mean, given given where we are, that I all tipped just. Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
You better not tip. You're umpiring.
That's right. Yeah.
Put 100 on it.
I was going to say, depends where I can get the money.
don't you love that?
I will admit that Gersey bowled most of his overs asking me every ball whether they were out.
Makes for a long day, doesn't it?
I kept saying to him, Gersey, I only give the ones out that are out.
That's debatable.
Anyway.
I'm on your side, Trent.
Anyway, while we're talking local, what about the magnificent Travi?
One arm he went out with, just about, didn't he?
Batted with one hand.
One hand.
Honestly.
Unreal.
Did you see the innings?
No. I went out to tea last night, that's right. So I saw him get out.
Oh, right.
109.
Well, I think I might have passed this. I mean, to be honest, good folks, I cannot stand it. I just think it is a joke. And we're not going to go into the whole thing. It's only a joke because the bats are so ridiculously powerful that dominates. Now, you take that game last night, and I didn't see one ball of it, and I don't intend to even watch it.
I stayed up to 11:30 watching it.
Well, there you go. Anyway, Australia's made 388.
Yes.
Now, everyone says runs on the board are it. Now, I know New Zealand lost, and I'm not knocking, but I tell you what, 9-383 to only lose by 5 to a mammoth score like that.
That's a record, too.
It
was a record.
Is a very, very fair effort.
Yeah.
But all I want to say is this. That works out. 771 runs scored in 100 overs. That's 7.71, call it 7.75, and it's 1.75 runs scored from every ball bowled. Now, if you call that entertainment, I'll go he. I just think it's ridiculous big bashing. And, I mean, you don't get home runs in baseball like that. This has just become a farce. There you go.
I enjoyed it. So, love the one days. Not so much the 50 overs. 20s are mine. It's about all the attention span I can give cricket
one,
at times.
1.75 runs but just before, per ball. That is ridiculous.
I can see you getting a joke ready, but quickly, let's just touch on Arazio getting a 2-year deal at Carlton.
What?
That's a joke. Now, there is a joke.
Now, that is even a bigger joke.
19 games in 3 seasons.
19 games in 3 seasons. What happened to the concept of smart recruitment? And secondly, why are you going to give a bloke who can't stay on the field at the age of 28, why are you going to give him 2-year spot when they could be Carlton, anybody else, whoever was silly enough
to
grab
him? Well, GWS were looking at it. Yep.
But why wouldn't you give... put the same effort into a 20-year-old. I mean,
I agree.
That is perhaps the most stupid thing I've heard in a long time.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Right.
As we're about to
finish. Now, you got
the joke.
Yep.
Now, I'm not going to mention his name, but many, many people have claimed that he was one of the greatest bowlers there's ever been.
Chris
Holmes.
One
of the true greats. There were so many people convinced of that they commented that he was so accurate that he hits the bat every time.
It was Armsy with his own balls.
That's right, with his own balls.
Sounds rude, but he's still making those cricket balls.
I think he is, and I think they will make their debut at the Test match in January.
Really?
Well, it's It's got to be sooner or later.
We've got to get him back on.
We do. And he can tell us where we're up to.
Or where we're going to go.
All right. Until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.